Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I ask you to bow and to welcome the royalty of Carnival, His Majesty Rex, King of Carnival. I say His Majesty, it's a little bit loud, huh?
Hey!
Tell Jimmy Maxwell to turn it down a little bit. Raise it up a little bit. Okay, thank you, Jimmy. That's just perfect.
You got Newell in there, too.
That's the, well, he, let me tell you, he knows His Majesty Rex, King of Carnival, and his beautiful queen as well. They come here every year. Not the same, too, because it changes, but we're happy to have them. And Newell, you and your friend there, the king, went to Jesuit together.
Class of 76.
Yep, there you go.
Might have been the best class the Jesuit ever had, in my view.
I agree with that.
I don't know about all that. Well, congratulations and welcome to both of you. You, sir, a long-time family in New Orleans, the Bows, and you are the son of the gentleman that founded Bow Brothers?
No, actually, I'm the grandson of one of the two founders.
My
grandfather was Henry Bow, and his brother was Arthur Bow, and they started the business in 1909.
And I see in the article here, do you get up at 5 o'clock every morning?
I do.
Just like every construction guy, huh?
I'm a contractor on contractor hours.
But I'm guessing you don't knock off at 3, do you?
No, I a little bit later than that.
We had an idea about maybe, and I know it's last minute, but considering the construction background, if you could modify the Rex, the King's float somewhat so that it would fill potholes as you go along. Is there any way to do that?
I don't know if we could do that, but the route has been pretty well smoothed out, Napoleon Avenue and most of St. Charles Avenue. I think we're going to do pretty well.
In anticipation of His Majesty's reign, they've smoothed out Napoleon Avenue and everything.
Just so happened that way, huh? Yeah.
Funny how those things happen.
So what were either of you like in school, if you remember each other? I mean,
well, Robert was a hell of a lot smarter than me to start off with.
Well, I can tell that now.
Always quite the leader.
Yeah. And did you have any idea in high school that this would await you at all?
No, I wasn't focused on this at all.
You seem like a pretty quiet man, are you?
I think I am.
Yeah.
But I've had to be a little bit more forward during all this celebration.
How did you find out?
I was asked to attend a nonprofit meeting, and when I showed up and the meeting unfolded, it became clear that the meeting was for a different purpose than what I had come to believe it was.
But it's a little more elegant than surprise! Right. I mean, that's not how they tell you, right?
It was quite a shock.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, they surprised me pretty good.
Some of the philanthropic work you do?
Well, you know, we've done different things over the years. Right now I'm on the board of the Greater New Orleans Foundation, which is our local champion for philanthropy in the region. And I'm also on the board of the Nord Foundation, which raises money to supplement what the city puts up for recreation here at the playground. So those are two good ones.
Have you solicited any advice from prior Kings of Carnival as to what to do, what not to do, things to watch out for, things that maybe you don't realize until you do ride the throne?
I asked a few of them, what did you look forward to the most and what turned out to be the most fun? And one former king said, you're going to see people that you haven't seen in 40 years, and they're going to want to get your attention as you roll past. I can't wait for that.
That should be a lot of fun. Now, your lovely queen, how did you find out?
Well,
Britt Johnson, and that's not really your name. Your first name is?
Christina. Yes, but I go by Britt, which is my middle name. And I was in town about a year ago when I found out, and I was going to Suzanne Perrone St. Paul, who's a dressmaker in the city, to talk about her making me a dress just for my debutante year. And while we were there, we heard a knock at the door, and it was my dad and a gentleman I had never met before. And they came in, and we were asked, just talking about the dresses. And I said, well, what shade of white can my dress be? And the man with my dad said, absolutely not. That would be totally inappropriate. I can't believe you'd ever try and wear white. And I thought he was crazy because obviously the Debs are supposed to wear white. Mm-hmm. And eventually he came around and said, I think your dress would be gold to match this whistle, and pulled out the Rex captain's whistle. And I immediately knew and was just totally blown away. I could not believe it.
And there's quite a history in your family, is there not?
Yes, my grandfather was the King of Carnival Rex in 1991, and then my grandmother was the Queen of Carnival in 1949, so about 70 years ago. And more recently, my cousin, Lainey Langenstein, was the Queen of Carnival in 2015.
Are there any lessons that go along, or any kind of preparation that you have to do?
Yes, I had to have quite a few scepter trainings. So I learned how to properly hold and maneuver the scepter, as well as do a queen's curtsy, which is a little bit different from what you do as a normal debutante for your curtsy.
Yeah, it's weird you should say that, because Newell, as I said earlier, comes in every day waving his scepter, and I have to do a queen's curtsy in front of him.
It's ugly.
It is. But Newell wants to do it every day. Where do you go to school?
I am a junior at Vanderbilt University.
Studying what? And what are you going to do?
I am studying human and organizational development, and I am hoping to probably work for a nonprofit and their development department. So do fundraising and event planning and things like that.
Tommy would be a perfect lab rat for his studies.
I'm always looking for extra work. Yeah. Hey, y'all want to play? We're going to play Know Your Royalty, okay? This is very simple, not embarrassing, very simple. And Newell, I'm going to include you in this because, you know, you carry yourself like royalty around here. Here we go. Let's start with Her Majesty, a show you like to binge watch.
Recently, kind of embarrassingly, Hawaii Five-0.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with that. Your Guilty Majesty. Pleasure.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Newell?
I love that one. I'm watching presently Shameless.
Okay. What about Purple, Gold, or Green?
Well, I guess gold for this week.
All right. King?
Gold.
Gold?
Green.
Green. All right. Favorite po' boy? Favorite type of po' boy?
Shrimp.
Fried oyster.
I got to go with the shrimp at Parkway. And I don't get them free. I'm just saying that that's the best live-action short film.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait. Jordan, that's an Academy Award category. How did that get in here? Was that a cut and paste? Apparently so. Coffee with chicory or not?
Not.
Never.
Not.
Yeah, me neither. And finally, a movie that you often quote.
She's the Man.
Trading Places.
Godfather.
Scrooged is mine. Thank y'all all for coming in. Really, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
Hail Rex. I hope y'all have a great ride, and we'll see you out on the street
tomorrow.
They will.
The weather's going to cooperate. A little cold, a little windy, but that's okay. I think it'll be great.
Newell wears shorts around there in the summertime. You know those tights you're going to have to wear tomorrow?
Yeah.
Every day. And I don't know why, but he likes them. All right, wait. Let's let the Arthur Miller Maxwell Orchestra play out. There we go. Your Majesty. Majesties, I guess, would be the appropriate way, right? Thank you all both for coming, and happy Mardi Gras, everybody.
Thank you.
Right.
Happy
Taking
Mardi
a break.
Gras.
Coming back, WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.